405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Yeah. All right. Well, it is what it is. Tomorrow night, Friday Eve, Thursday. Tribute Thursday is what my friend Matt Krieger is calling it. We would call it Friday Eve, tomato desk tool, whatever. After hours concerts at Innsbruck, the big tribute stuff. Man, oh man, tomorrow it all kicks off face-to-face. It's a tribute to Elton John and Billy Joel at the Innsbruck Pavilion. So I would urge you to get your tickets. You know it's going to be fantastic. If the Kriegers are doing it, you know it's going to be a great, great time. It's always fascinating to me to have a reminder as to why so many people choose not to live in the city of Richmond. Just the fact, RPS is awful. Richmond Public Schools have failed those children and those parents and those families overall so miserably. And this guy who remains at the top of it is, he's an abomination. He's an embarrassment. But it's not the only thing that's problematic within the city. We've obviously talked a lot about the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. Guy, you could not find an agency that is run in a less professional fashion. If you tried, and believe me, I have tried. When I declared her to be the worst mayor in America, I didn't do it just pulling something out of my ear. I looked at different agencies around America. I can't find anybody anywhere who is as bad at their job being sheriff as the current sheriff in the city is. She's awful. 8 years of mismanagement. And this is the last chance. Really is. This is the last chance to save that agency. So that's why I chatted with William Burnett. So I've got the full interview that we had up. If you're with me on Facebook, that's great. Look for Radio Katz. I tried to make it as easy as possible. Again, there are a lot of Jeff Katzes. So if you put in Radio Katz, you can find it. Give it a follow while you're over there. It's also the page where you're going to find the pictures of the kids and the puppies. If you go to The Jeff Katz Show, you get the stories. You just won't get the puppies or the kids. So, you know, if you hate the puppies and the kids, then you know where you need to go. But it's always a reminder to me that people seem to have such distractions within Richmond City Hall. What were we talking about yesterday? The stupid bag tax. This has nothing to do with making the city cleaner. This has to do with generating yet another slush fund for the people at Richmond City Hall. That's what it's all about. That is exactly what it's all about. Providing $400,000, if we are to believe their numbers, and really, who in their right mind would believe the numbers that come out of Richmond City Hall? But $400,000, which, if you do the math, means they would have to sell 10 million bags in a year. Because they're a nickel apiece, right? That's $400,000 that they claim they're going to get. Remember this. I said it yesterday. I will say it again. They're not interested in cutting down litter. They're certainly not interested in having folks stop using those plastic bags. In fact, they want to sell as many of those plastic bags as possible because it's all to generate revenue for them. It's money for them. It is another slush fund. But they also have time, apparently, to rename Creighton Court. Why? Because they don't care about actually, well, improving Creighton Court. I am amazed. I am amazed that there could be, I guess there will be, Richmond Redevelopment and Housing says residents are now being asked to vote on the new name for Creighton Court. Armstrong Heights, Tappahannock Commons, Eastview Heights, Renaissance East, Freedman's Place, or Creighton Gardens. Huh. Okay. Now, there were a few other options that were out there, but I don't think they made it. You know, like Felony Drive. I don't think that was on the list. Shooter's Alley. I don't think that was on the list. Unsolved Homicide Heights, probably not on the list. Here's an idea. Rather than waste more money, because you know what happens when there's a new name for Creighton Court? What's going to happen? Well, they're going to have to make new signs. Think anybody's going to make them for free? Of course not. You know what else they're going to have to do? They're going to have to do the redo a website, that's for sure. They'll have to redo paperwork, anything that says Creighton Court. Well, that's going to have to be changed to whatever the new name is. Meanwhile, do you think it's going to help the crime rate in Creighton Court? Really, does it do anything to solve the epidemic of crime in Creighton Court? Or poverty in Creighton Court? All you have to do is put in the phrase Creighton Court crime. Just put it in Google or ask one of your ChatGPT robots. And it's just story after story after story. Think anybody's going to move to Creighton Court because they want to move to Creighton Court after you change the name? Armstrong Heights, man, that sounds great. Where is it? Is that anywhere? Well, it's, you know where Creighton Court used to be? Oh, yeah, it's Creighton Court. Renaissance East, oh, sounds beautiful. What sort of amenities does it have? Why not have any amenities? It's, you know, the old Creighton Court. Oh. And do you think that anybody's actually going to call it by the new name? You know, let me give you an example. How long have we had I'm going to say new again, because it's going to be new for years. How long have we had Rich Herrera as the host of Richmond's Morning News? Germ, it's a couple of months, right? A couple of months. Have you figured out that people are still saying, you know, back in the 60s when Alden Arrow was there, and you go, oh, goodness gracious. Okay, we got it. Who's going to call it Eastview Heights or Freedman's Place? Nobody. Nobody. It is another example of style over substance. It is another indication that rather than do something real, we'll pretend some more. Oh, it's not just current residents. I just learned this. Former residents who have lived in Creighton Court in the past 3 years, you can also vote. That's great. Oh, you can vote online. You can vote via email. You can vote by phone. You can vote in person. Good luck, by the way, if you're voting in person. Be careful. Be careful. The final name will be announced at a ribbon-cutting ceremony in mid to late summer 2025. All right, I hope I get my invitation. I'd like to go. All right, no, I'm not going to go. But once again, a little style over substance. All right, a lot of folks were asking me about the Better Business Bureau stuff because Barry Moore was here a couple of moments ago. Easy enough to find, BBB.org, BBB.org. I continue to say I do not understand a business that doesn't bother to become accredited. Doesn't make any sense to me at all. You are literally leaving money on the table. And for consumers, hey, I look at Yelp. Okay, well, talk to a business owner about what's involved in being on Yelp. Talk to a business owner about how reviews are done, how they are addressed. Are there real people? I'm just picking Yelp out of the ether here because I'm just thinking of it. But there's a million of things like that. And you know what? They're all operating the same way. BBB is a nonprofit, always has been. So I think that's an important thing. Go.richmond.com/the best. Today is the last day. You only have a few hours left to vote. No, wait a minute. We're not voting yet. I'm sorry. Nominate to nominate the Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show, go.richmond.com/the best. Go.richmond.com/the best. If you would go over there, it is absolutely free. They're not going to ask you for your blood type or to make a donation. You can nominate anybody you want. I have posted many lists, and you can go there and nominate anyone you'd like. But again, today's the last day, only a couple of hours left. Go.richmond.com/the best. Go.richmond.com/the best. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Taking a look at our James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Jane in Short Pump says, "Hey, Jeff, to me, it's still the mosque. I agree completely about Creighton Court." Exactly. How many people go to the Altria tonight? Some like it hot. The Altria Theater. Guess what? Going to be people there who still call it the mosque, because that's what it was a long time ago. Yeah. Okay. And speaking of that, some like it hot. Devin Goffman is one of the stars, and I'm so happy to say he is joining us, because I was chatting with somebody who was there last night and just raved about the show. So, Devin, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Number one, I hope that you are enjoying the Altria. It is a good theater.
Yeah, I love it. It's the second time I've played the theater. It's a great place.
Really? All right. Well, we like stuff that happened before. What did you play before you did Some Like It Hot there?
I was here with On Your Feet, Gloria Estefan musical. Oh. And I was here the last two summers at the Virginia Repertory Theater. I worked there the last two summers, so Richmond's become like a second home for me.
I was going to say, here I am. I'm thinking, oh, I can give you a list of places to visit, things to, you know all that stuff already. Yeah,
no,
you're an
yeah.
old hand.
I was here the last two summers. I did 9 to 5 at the Virginia Repertory Theater, and I did the Carol King's Beautiful the year before.
Wow.
So I was there. Last year I played the terrible boss, Frank Hart.
Yep.
In 9 to 5.
Yep.
And I'm a bad guy again in this show.
Ah, is this typecasting, or are you just really a nasty dude, Devin? What do we got to figure
this
out?
I just have the face for it. I don't know. I play the mob boss, Spats Columbo, in Some Like It Hot. And it's an old school musical. It's it's based on the movie.
Yep.
Where it's set in 1933, Prohibition era. And you got to have a mob boss, Al Capone type character, and Spats Columbo is that. So I get to show up with a little of that Chicago gangster thing.
Between us, is this just fun to play? It sounds like a crazy fun role.
It's been so much fun. The show is really fast, and it's really funny. I think that the audience last night obviously was electric. The first night, I mean, for a Tuesday night,
yeah.
I mean, that was one of the most ruckus, laughing, hysterical crowds we've had on this entire tour. It was wonderful. Richmond really embraced the show. And, it feels like an old school musical,
yeah.
Some Like It Hot, but it's actually, it's a new musical that was just made a couple of years ago. It's pretty fun. This week is Tony week. The Tony Awards are this Sunday. And, not long ago, Some Like It Hot won a Tony Award for best choreography and, best costumes, Greg Barnes for best costumes, Casey Nicolaw for best choreography. And we're fortunate to be just doing the show. It's really funny. It's one of the funniest shows I've ever done in my life.
You are one of those multi-talented people then, right? You're a triple threat. You're acting, you're singing, and you're dancing.
Yeah, I join in on the tap. There's a lot of tap dancing in the show. And I have to say, of the tap dancers in the show, I don't like to consider myself at their level. There is some of the greatest tap dancers in all the country up on stage. Me, I join in for one number. There's a very fun chase scene in the second act, which everybody talks about. We call it tip tap trouble. And it's kind of an old school Scooby-Doo doors opening and closing. Very fun kind of Charlie Chaplin-esque chase number that comes out of nowhere in the second act. And I get to join in and even throw in a couple of tap moves through that. And it's a little bit of cardio exercise for me, too, so it's fun.
Devin Guffman is joining us, and it does sound like it is so much fun. That was one of the things. I had a friend of mine who went last night, Devin, who said you in the audience feel exhausted after some of the stuff you on the stage are doing. So you guys are always in motion, apparently.
Yeah, the dancers are fantastic. Like I said, the Tony winning choreography, yeah. But they're really just, it's really unbelievable. It feels like you're right in that era, 1933. The show really, Mark Shaman and Scott Whitman wrote the score. Obviously two of the best songwriters of our time, from movie, scores to, yeah. They wrote Hairspray and the current hit on Broadway, Smash. Mark and Scott wrote a fantastic score that feels like it's written right in that era. We have some of the best singers up there singing away, and it brings down the house every night. We've been doing the show now on tour for almost 10 months. And we got extended well into 2026, so our tour is selling really well, and I just don't want people to miss it. I love Richmond. Yep. I think it's a great arts and culture town, and I loved being here the last two summers, and it's really cool to come back here and see a packed house. I don't want people here to miss it. It's a really special show. Nobody's seen the show except for this national tour. There's no other productions of this. It was on Broadway for a year, and now this is the first national tour. So, I mean, people have heard, there's other things that have been called Some Like It Hot. There's another musical that was called Sugar. Those are both different shows. Our show, Some Like It Hot, is a really current new musical straight from Broadway that nobody else has done yet because it hasn't been released to anywhere but our national tour. So,
well, and I want people to go and see it. I'm going to remind everybody, BroadwayInRichmond.com. That's the place to go and get your tickets. Simple as that. One-stop shopping, BroadwayInRichmond.com. At the Altria until Sunday, June the 8th. 8 performances began yesterday. And let me just ask you this in closing, Devin. And I hope you don't take it the wrong way. I am married into a New England Patriots family, and I know you're this. Yeah. Apparently, Buffalo, New York has a team. I was not aware of that.
I was born and raised. Rode my bike to the Bills Stadium as a kid, so I grew up right there. I'm a huge Bills fan, but I have a lot of respect for New England and the New England Patriots, obviously. And the GOAT Tom Brady, I give it all up to what you guys did, but we're fortunate that we've kind of taken over the AFC East. So I'm glad that we have that. But I'm usually told to get back to talking about the show and not talk about Josh Allen too much. But
we're out of time, Devin. I mean, I hate to do it. Oh my gosh!
I hate to tell you.
Yep.
Just say it's. If you want to have forget all your troubles, come see Some Like It Hot. It's funny and it's just brilliant comedy, well written, and I'm a pretty scary bad guy. You can look out for me. Hopefully, a lovable bad guy.
I love
it. As Spats Columbo.
Well, there you go. Well, I'll tell you what. I will amend what I just said. Go Spats. That we can agree on. That is Devin Goffman. He's one of the stars of Some Like It Hot. It is at the Altria Theater through Sunday. He seems like such a great guy. Man, I've heard such great things about the show. Get your tickets now while you can. BroadwayInRichmond.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. It's about 87 degrees, so it's toasty. And here's the difference from the other day. The humidity keeps ticking up and up and up. It's not oppressive, right? It's 61%. But the other day it was down in the 30s, so There's a difference. All right. A couple of great things I got to share with you coming in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. One of the things that is now underway on behalf of the Richmond Redevelopment and something Housing Authority, blah, 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 blah. They want to rename Creighton Court. Why? Why not? I didn't even know that it was open. You know what I mean? No, I mean, in other words, if somebody was said, Jeff, could you help us come up with a name, a new name for Creighton Court? And I thought, I had some names. I don't know that they would have been chosen, but, you know, Felonious Estates, I think, has a real ring to it. I really do. You could, yeah. Gunshot Commons. That would be something, wouldn't it? But apparently not. So, look, it wasn't open to me, but here's the list they came up with. And you know what's odd is I'm looking actually at the RRHA sites online, the Richmond Redevelopment Housing Authority, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So here's what they have. The renaming options are, number one, Armstrong Heights. Number two, Tappahannock Commons. Number three, Eastview. I guess it's Heights, but it's misspelled on the RRHA website. Heights, as spelled in number one, Armstrong Heights, H-E-I-G-H-T-S. But number three on the RRHA.com website is Eastview. I guess it's Heights, H-I-E-G-H-T-S. Renaissance East, Freedmen's Place, and Creighton Gardens. Okay. Well, here's a couple of other things coming in from the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. As I said, Jane in Short Pump said, hey, Jeff, it's still the mosque to me. And I totally agree about Creighton Court, right? How many people go to the Altria, which has actually been through a name change or 12 since it was the mosque, right? But it's still the mosque. 540, Jeff, Nickel Bridge, and there will always be a Creighton Court. Jeff, they can change the name of Creighton Court, but until they change the management, hold the management and the residents accountable to the rules and regulations and follow through with the penalties or violations, then nothing is going to change. Oh, sure it is. No. Of course it'll change. They're going to change this sign. Oh, it'll be great. Because you know that somebody's cousin at the RRHA, I'm sure, will get the contract to do the new sign. And who knows, maybe they'll have to rename street names as well. That'll be more largesse. And what else? Oh, stationery. You got to update the stationery. And good Lord, somebody at RRHA should actually take a look at their own website. Spell a few things correctly on your own website, would you? Glenn's in Glen Allen says, Jeff, why not just rename it to another rabbit hole court? Signs paid for by the plastic bag tax. Could they pay tribute to the plastic bags? Could they? Maybe. I don't know. Jim from Prince George says, hey, I'm looking at the site. You're right. RRHA can't even spell Heights correctly on their own name list on their own website. Here's somebody else. Jeff, how about Gangbanger Estates? LeVar Phoney View. Oh, yeah. What if they named it after LeVar Stoney? There got to be some better names than those. Anybody else have any suggestions to rename Creighton Court? 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. I haven't lived in an apartment complex of any sort for a long time, but, you know, Heights and Commons and Woods. Aren't things like Woods, you know, like, I don't know, Parham Woods or Eastview Estates, yeah, that's another one. I don't know. Yeah, you come up with them, and I'll share them. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And again, it doesn't matter what the new name is. It will always be Creighton Court. You know, I explained this to Rich Herrera not too long ago. Nobody else had explained it to him, which is crazy. But, you know, I like Rich. Seems like a nice enough guy, you know. So I said, hey, people in Central Virginia get stuck on anything, and it just stays. It's just the way it is. Right? I've been here 13 years. For many people, I am still the new guy. That, right, Germ, the one sales lady who told me 13 years ago, you're not going to stay. He's not going to stay. He's not going to last. He's not, blah, blah, blah. I think she still thinks, oh, he's going to leave any day now. Okay. But I said that to Rich. I said, hey, listen, do your thing. Seriously, do your show. Don't do anybody else's show. Don't worry about anybody else's show. You do yours. Yes, Jerem, I am still here. That's right. You better go break it to her. I'm still here. It happens. We all know, or we should all know, the old Richmond joke. How many Richmonders does it take to change a light bulb? 7. 1 to change a light bulb, 6 to tell you how great the old light bulb was. So it will always be Creighton Court. I don't give a rat's patoot what it is that you rename it to. It will always be Creighton Court. And instead of devoting all of this time, all of this energy, and since there's time and energy involved, you know there's money involved, please just move on to something else. Please do something about the crime that takes place on a regular basis in Creighton Court. I love Caroline Leavitt. I do. No, I do. Her predecessor, what's her name? Karine Jean-Pierre. Remember her? She checked a whole slew of boxes. Remember, she was the first black female lesbian. Wasn't she an immigrant as well? Or were her parents? I don't know. She had like a whole bunch of DEI boxes she checked. So she got that job. Did you know she's left the Democrat Party? Good Lord. Who's left over there? Gutman, I think. And you know what's funny? They don't want him. Because it's crazy. I mean, he's Meshuggah. I love him. He's crazy, though. But they don't even want him. So Caroline Leavitt spent the other day taking apart some of the news media. And it was just a thing of beauty. And I'm going to share that with you. Oh, that's right. Fetterman. John Fetterman is still a Democrat. And Lord knows they're trying to push him out as quickly as possible. Because in the last 2 years, he has actually said things that make sense. I know a lot of people were confused by that, but he said, so the Democrats don't want him. But anyway, let's take a listen. Caroline Leavitt absolutely crushes the hacks at NBC. Cut number 5.
And I think some of the media reporting we've seen on this is frankly sloppy and irresponsible. There are serious people who are taking this issue seriously, starting with the president himself, who, as you know, on his first domestic trip back in office, visited both North Carolina and California, both of which were, of course, hit by natural disasters when he wasn't even president, but he took ownership of that and visited those places and those people immediately.
Is it Brian? About hurricane season appropriate, though, now that we're this is serious business, as you talked about?
It's serious business, Kelly, and I'm not going to engage in such fodder with a question like that.
Sweet! First of all, she used the word fodder. Love fodder! Oh, what a good term. But she just, it's like watching a World Series champion hitter going up against the local Little League pitcher from sixth grade, right? The Little League pitcher thinks he or she is really throwing heat. And the batter, boom, boom, just right out of the park. And guess what? I got a few more right out of the parks for you. We'll do that in just a couple of moments. It is 4:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:51, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday and it is toasty. There's no question about that. Couple of other suggestions here. If we're going to rename Creighton Court, because, well, why not? 833-804-1140, the James River Air text line is available to you. Cruddy Court comes up from a 540 number. Okay. 804, how about Marcus David Peters Vista View? Oh, interesting. Tony of Mechanicsville says Welfare Heights has a ring to it. Someone else says, how about Ralph Northam Commons? Oh, yeah. 804, this sounds like a nice gentrified place, Jeff. Fentanyl Farms. Another 804 says, Jeff, if RRHA can't actually even spell the name right on their own website, then by God, they should remove it from the list. Is it possible that that's really how folks wanted it spelled? Honest to goodness, is it possible that a bunch of people or whoever nominated these names spelled it that way, and the people at RHA just said, well, I don't know, that's how they spelled it, we're putting it up there? Maybe. Jeff, Creighton Court's new name, Taxpayer Estates. Well, how about taxpayer-funded estates? I think that might work. Jeff, the extra-constipated Mark Warner Park. Yeah, that's nice. Mike in Richmond says, Jeff, Glenwood Area Neighborhood Group Homes. GANG, for short. Yeah. I just think it is so doggone silly, the whole thing. Really, the whole thing. All of it. All of it. So I just don't know what to tell you. I really don't. I don't know what to tell you on it. How much money are they going to waste on that? Guarantee it's going to be plenty. None of this stuff gets done for free. That's the thing. There's always a cost, and the folks who are paying it are people who still pay taxes. It's insane. Just it really is. It's just absolutely insane. Spell my name right. K-A-T-Z. When you go online to go.richmond.com/the best, go.richmond.com/the best, you can and you should nominate the Jeff Katz Show for Best Afternoon Radio Show for the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Now, it has been 5 years since the category was established, and for five solid years, we have won. If I can do it two more years, this year and next year, then that's it. They retire the microphone. And who knows? Maybe we'll actually, you know, retire the microphone at that point. That'd be cool. But go.richmond.com/the best. Please nominate the Jeff Katz Show, the Jeff Katz Show, for Best Local Afternoon Radio Show. If you don't follow the Texas Inn on social media, man, oh, man, are you missing something? That's my buddy Dave Saunders. You know, Dave Saunders a few years ago bought the original Texas Inn, allegedly so his son would always have some place to eat and to work while he was at school. But he does a great job at the Texas Inn, and they have such great fun. And again, if you're not following them on social media, you're really missing a lot, because there was one woman the other day who posted, I had terrible service at the Texas Inn 30 years ago. I've never gone back. I won't go back. And the Texas Inn said, hey, if you still remember the name of your server from 30 years ago, we'll find out who they are and have a talk with them. 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.